World War II ended with Japan's surrender to the Allies 63 years ago this week, but the Japanese knew the end was near the week before. That's when an atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima. At least 140,000 people were killed. Dick Sherwood had a unique perspective on the destruction of Hiroshima. Sherwood piloted a B-29 over the city 30 minutes after the bomb fell. His job was to assess the damage. What he saw that day still haunts him. Jenny Brundin sent us this report from Salt Lake City.
In an open photo album on Dick Sherwood's coffee table, a handsome 21-year-old bomber pilot smiles a wide smile. He's in his crisp, tan Army Air Corps uniform. The picture was taken in 1945. Today, Sherwood is lying on the couch next to the photo album, resting. At 84, his hair is thin and white, but his eyes are a vibrant blue, sharp and observant. Pilot's eyes, the kind that never forget what they see.
Ring of fire on the outside, the rest of it, from the inside out, was burned completely up. It was just smoldering.
The bomber pilot was flying low, just half an hour after the blast, 150, 200 feet above ground zero in Hiroshima. The night before, he'd been given a pair of dark glasses to protect his eyes and a white envelope with instructions. Steer clear of a large plume of smoke and take photographs of what he saw.
We flew right down over the top, took the pictures. It was a mess.
Sherwood's eyes stare straight ahead and his voice trails off. One question still haunts him.
Why? When will we ever learn?
Other veterans involved in the bombings have been hailed as heroes. Some of the airmen involved in the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki don't regret anything. Many of the soldiers and Marines preparing to invade Japan were relieved when they would not have to fight anymore. But the attacks that brought Japan's surrender have haunted Sherwood his entire life. He tried to forget the gruesome memories, keeping himself busy and devoting himself to humanitarian work and the peace movement, especially during the Cold War. In 1995, a Japanese TV network invited him to feature in a series for the 50th anniversary of the bombing. Sherwood saw it as a chance to heal. Here, his friend Tomoko Moses translates from the interview.
So the burnt people. Even people escaping all over, I saw their faces.
On the TV screen, Sherwood has tears streaming down his face.
I saw the kids on the burning walls. That could be the school.
Still, returning to Hiroshima, a city that was now vibrant and alive, gave Sherwood a sense of closure, says his son Kim Sherwood. While most veterans have deep convictions over why the bomb needed to be dropped, Kim believes his father will never be at peace with his actions.
No. I think the rest of us can come at peace to it because it's in the past, but I think it's a permanent part of his memory and a permanent concern that his country would select a civilian target for a weapon like this.
But still, another chance for healing came this week through a song. Takashi Hiraoka, a former mayor of Hiroshima, was in Salt Lake City to celebrate that song. It was composed by a local peace activist using words from a speech the mayor made on the bombing's 50th anniversary.
That the horror
Dick Sherwood heard the speech in Japan and is now delighted to meet the mayor face to face.
I'm here. I tried to take a picture of you.
At Sherwood's home, the two men shake hands warmly. Hiraoka tells Sherwood he respects the World War II veteran. He says in war, whatever the country, killing the enemy becomes the essence of heroism.
If anybody have a human conscience, this should bother anybody. I respect Dick for having the humanity over military obligation.
Sherwood, with tears in his eyes, smiles and seems profoundly grateful to hear those words. For The World, I'm Jenny Brundin in Salt Lake City.